Now, we have been familiar, I would assume, with what's going on in Israel, Gaza Strip, and of course, President Biden made an announcement that the United States of America is dropping some meals to the people in the Gaza Strip, helping them somewhat. Of course, as many have said, this is just a drop in the bucket. It's most certainly not sufficient by any means. You've probably seen the terrible situation recently when I believe over 100 people got killed in Gaza, and I don't know how many hundreds were injured. And of course, everybody's blaming everybody else as to who is at fault. It's just a terrible situation all the way through. Now, when Mr. Biden made the announcement, he was able to confuse Gaza with Ukraine. He talked about that we are helping the people in Ukraine. And then the White House had to come in and had to clarify that no, he wasn't talking about Ukraine, he was talking about Gaza. Now, you heard about the examination he received by his doctor that he was fit for the presidency. Even a tabloid in Germany, Bild, which is normally pro-Biden and anti-Trump, couldn't help but pointing out that this examination was meaningless, in that all they did was to look at his physical abilities. And of course, even that may be questionable, but they said they didn't go into his mental abilities, and that is something which is worrisome to most people. Didn't even address that. Doctor didn't even talk about that. So that is still the issue. Is he mentally capable of running this country? And you may have an opinion, I may have an opinion. It will be seen today. A poll was published that now Trump is 5 percentage points above and before Trump, before Biden. Now, they are quite concerned, the Democrats are quite concerned now, and they're pretty much saying, no, Biden needs to resign. He's not going to be able to win against Trump. And guess who again is being used time and again? The name is being thrown in the mix as to who should be the one replacing Biden. Again, it's Mrs. Obama. That's what they're talking about. So we'll see how this is going to play out. Now, you also heard about the terrible fire in Texas. It has been by now the worst fire in the history of the state. As of this morning, I believe it was, or maybe last night, 1,700 square miles have burned, and it's only 13% contained, and winds are, again, having some more strength, so they are afraid that it's getting even much worse today, tomorrow, whenever, you know, this is going to stop. So it's a terrible situation. If you have seen pictures there, it looks like, I mean, a devastating moon landscape, so to speak, where the fire hit. Now, there's also some attacks on journalists here in the United States. You might have heard about this one incident where a judge held a journalist in contempt. She has to pay $800 a day unless she abides by the judge's ruling to identify the confidential source based on which she filed a report. And she said, I cannot do this, it's confidential. And the judge held her in contempt. That's one thing. The other thing is that a journalist who actually works for Glenn Beck was arrested by the FBI for reporting on the events of January 6th. And his attorney is saying they are persecuting him, not just prosecuting, because they don't want that the audience, the public, finds out what this reporter has to say, what really happened on January 6th. So this is what we are facing right now in the United States of America. I'm not talking about Russia, I'm not talking about China or North Korea or any of these places. You might have also heard that the Houthi sank a ship, a UK ship, and now they are talking about potential economic disaster and catastrophe because this was a tanker. It's all kinds of oil which is now spilling out. So this is the world we are living in, and that brings me now to the update itself. And I'd like to focus on the articles we published regarding Europe. Now we have the first article talking about Europe's military awakening. And to quote from this article, which was published on February 23, it says that Denmark announced it would send its entire ammunition stock to Ukraine, calling on other European countries to also step up. And it was also said that Europe, for the first time, has now collectively met the alliance's 2% GDP target. If you take all the countries together, at least that was the announcement which was made. Now, the European Conservative wrote on February 26 that after years of neglecting defense spending, especially in Germany, Denmark, and Sweden, European countries simply cannot do without the defense provided by the United States. So, any call for an EU army is a direct threat to America's security. Now, of course, when they are talking about a European army, some say, oh, we do it in combination with NATO. Others say, no, we are doing it replacing NATO. And so now it's being looked upon more and more as it is going to be a threat to America's security. What does it mean if it's a threat to America's security? Well, America would have to do something about it, right? Biblical prophecy tells us that a nuclear war is going to be fought between Europe and the United States of America. Not at this point between Europe and Russia. That will come later. This one will come first. So we see already the signs, the writing on the wall as to what is happening. Built Online, this mass tablet I talked about earlier, they wrote on February 24, on the second anniversary of the Russian attack on Ukraine, Chancellor Olaf Scholz called for a return to the policy of deterrence. Together with our allies, we must be so strong that no one dares to attack us, he said in a video message, calling for a strengthening of defense capabilities. Deterrence, defense readiness, these are words that we have not used in Germany for a long time. They were almost forgotten. But now they are again standing for a very important task to defend peace in Europe. So the article says, now we should have known from history that that never works. In fact, you produce weapons, you'll use them. Never ever have weapons been produced which have not been used. And so you see this whole concept of peace through deterrence will lead to more and more weapons being manufactured and produced, which are going to be used in that coming war I was talking about. It's also interesting how much power the German Chancellor already has. Now, we know that ultimately you have the beast, in all likelihood of German descent, could be Austrian, and he will, you know, lead the groups of nations, those core European nations, 10, maybe 10 groups of nations, and he will be an autocrat, he will be a complete, total dictator. But now I want to read to you from a German magazine, Focus, saying this. In Parliament, there is a majority in favor of supplying Ukraine with German medium-range missiles, Taurus missiles, with a range of 500 kilometers. The Chancellor, Scholz, has decided not to supply Ukraine with medium-range missiles. That's what he's saying now, of course, you know, he can always change his mind like he has done so many times before. Parliament cannot force him to do this. The federal chancellor, therefore, retains his decision-making power over Parliament. On an issue that is also important for the security of the Federal Republic of Germany, as long as he does not want to deliver Taurus, Taurus will not be delivered. It is the same with other very crucial questions. If the Bundestag, German Parliament, decides that Ukraine must win in the defensive war against Russia, that does not bind the federal chancellor. If the Bundestag decides that the war aim is the complete restoration of Ukraine, including eastern Ukraine and Crimea, this will not bind the chancellor. The chancellor remains free to recognize other results of the war, for example, the result of negotiations between a possible American President Donald Trump with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. So it is amazing to me how much power the German chancellor already has. You can only imagine how much more power he's going to get once whoever the beast is will be in power. And of course, now they're talking about conscription, bringing back the draft, military conscription. Here's an article by Deutsche Welle, February 24. Germany's military, the Bundeswehr, pours millions or tens of billions of dollars into planes, tanks, and shells, but it also needs the people to fly, drive, and shoot them. They say opposition parties, like the CDU, Angela Merkel's party, have expressed interest in some kind of mandatory national service. The coalition at this point is more skeptical, but this position then puts the defense minister, Boris Pistorius, officially at odds with the government he belongs to. He has called the suspension of Germany's military draft in 2011 a mistake. Once a public conversation about the need to reinstitute one and how best to do it. Germany's parliament suspended the draft 13 years ago. The legal basis, however, has remained a part of the German constitution. So the basis is there. They can bring the draft back anytime they want. Now it says it may include some legal changes if they want to include women, like they're talking about, and if they want to include non-citizens, as they're talking about. Now that one would require a two-third majority of the Bundestag to enact that, but apart from women and apart from non-citizens, they can do it today if they wanted to. Now, when it comes to the United States, as you all know, every man, from 18 to 25 must register with the Selective Service System. And the article says, in theory, the 15 million men on the Selective Service System could be quickly mobilized, but since they haven't been trained or screened, it's unclear how ready any of them would be to confront a national threat. So theoretically, they have it. Practically, the question, can they do it? Then there is discussion in the UK, and it says that the British people must be prepared for military conscription. So wherever you look, wherever you turn to, we're talking about military conscription. Do you know how many countries in the world have military conscription? Take a wild guess. How many do you think? Anybody? How many? 100? Close. 85. 85 countries have already some form of obligatory military training. So those in Europe which don't have it yet will have it rather sooner than later. That's why our people need to be prepared so that they can make their case that they are conscientious objectors, should make their case now, not at the time when the military draft is going to be reinstituted. That may be a little bit late. Now, you heard about Sweden, has now become part of NATO as well. And we have some articles on that one, but the one thing I'd like to point out is that up until now, Sweden has been a neutral country, have not been involved in any war. Again, the question to you, when was the last war fought in which Sweden participated? What do you think? 1814 was the last time Sweden participated in any war actively. So now they are again part of NATO, meaning that if NATO is under attack, they have to participate in war. Now, in the standing watch, I talked a lot about the situation with Putin, but I didn't talk about one incident, which I'd like to bring to your attention now. It has to do with strange occurrences in Ukraine. And what they have seen, the Ukrainians, they've seen a massive object. They said it seemingly was standing completely still, even as that Ukrainian drone approached. The article says here, written by The Sun, a bewildered soldier in the clip can be heard saying, "What the blank is this? Why isn't it moving?" Another says a flying disc is a UFO for sure. Then the article said that the sighting bears striking similarities to images released by the US Air Force showing a circular object flying over northeastern Iraq in May 2022. It was later dubbed the Baghdad Phantom. The latest sighting comes exactly a year after Russia ended up in chaos as airports were dramatically closed over reports of a UFO. Passenger planes from Pulkovo Airport in St. Petersburg were grounded after reports of a mysterious object overhead, with the military ordering the closure. Locals were even ordered to escape to their nuke shelters over fears of a blast. Now, whatever that was, my theory, my strong feeling is it was satanic and demonic activity, again, for the purpose of confusing the people. But of course, it reminds us of what the Bible says will happen when Christ returns and the armies in heaven will come with him. Oh, here is an alien. We have to fight against him. You know, he may wipe us out, will be possibly the rationale. So it's interesting that these sightings also occur when war is taking place. And of course, we know who the author of war is, don't we? None other than Satan, called the Destroyer. Now, we also reported about the successful moon landing, and I just knew there will be people who will say, oh, well, this is all fake. Those who believe in the flat earth, those who believe moon landing will never take place, has never taken place. And I even wrote, after reporting on this latest episode, that those who believe in a flat earth and deny that moon landings ever took place will undoubtedly come up with all kinds of explanations as to why the latest moon landing never occurred and was fake news. And lo and behold, I already got a memo to that effect. Oh, well, you know, that was just, you know, artificial stuff and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I cannot understand how somebody, and I want to be very careful with how I put this now, let's say somebody who has a observant mind can be so ignorant as to deny moon landings. I mean, you know, I remember how Mr. Armstrong talked about it. He was right there in the auditorium when the moon landing took place, when the first men put their feet on the moon. He didn't doubt it one second that it took place. Of course it took place. But there are people who don't believe it, and then they come up with all kinds of ridiculous concept as to why it didn't take place. Well, all of that is fake. The whole world is in conspiracy of creating these kind of stories, right? Everybody is part of it. The astronaut who was recently interviewed, who was still alive, well, that's all part of the conspiracy, right? He never was up on the moon at all. It's amazing. It's amazing, but it shows how ignorant people can be. Now, then there's one more piece I'd like to bring to your attention, and then, of course, you can read all the rest in the update, and that has to do with the woke nonsense. Absolute woke nonsense. There is a very famous German author who wrote children's books, but he's also known in this country because he wrote the book, The Never-Ending Story, and actually a movie was made out of that book. That had to be rewritten. The whole book was rewritten. Because he used the N-word. Now, the N-word is not the same in German like it is here. Now, here, the N-word, we know what that means. In German, it just means Negro. Now, can't use that. That's too racist. And then they talked about Indian boy. Oh, no, that is too racist. Has to be changed to boy. And then Eskimo boy. That is too racist. Has to be changed to something else. So here comes the BBC, and they decided you got to make a different rating when it comes to the movie Mary Poppins. That was originally allowed for all children. No. This has to be at least PG now. The woke people working for Germany's publishing companies and for the British Board of Film Classification seem to have nothing worthwhile to do. They should get a life. In fact, they should get a decent job and forget their nonsense being involved in this kind of absolute insanity. But that's the world we're living in. That's the world we're living in. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And pretty soon, I was telling my wife when I read that, pretty soon they are going to rewrite the Bible. You know, Paul is making statements like the creeds. So one of your own poets has said the creeds are all a bunch of liars, and he's right. Oh, well, that's racist. Gotta take that out, for instance. So pretty soon the Bible is going to be rewritten by these people. You know, who's behind it? Can we see who's behind it? None other than Satan the devil. That's just the upshot of it all. It's Satan's world. We'll hear about that in a little while in the sermon, but it's Satan's world. And we should all understand that. And we are not here to make this world a better place. No, Satan is going to be banned. Christ will come back to wipe out this present evil world, replace it with the world tomorrow.